A better way to disagree. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Capital One. This whole shaming thing seems to have taken off. Sarah Sanders, who was refused service at a restaurant last week, led off the White House briefing with an appeal for civility.
We are allowed to disagree, but we should be able to do so freely and without fear of harm.
I wish we could look to the Supreme Court for guidance, but they can't even decide whether bakers have to sell cake to a non-political gay couple. However, maybe we can look to the president for inspiration. Suppose that businesses who find themselves faced with customers they disagree with, instead of shaming them, simply impose a tariff. And these would not be mean tariffs. These would be friendly tariffs, like the ones we're imposing on Canadian steel and German cars. For example, I could see where an anti-Trump business, like that restaurant in Virginia that didn't serve Sarah Sanders, would apologize, invite her back, and then simply add a 20% tariff, which could go to an immigrant rights organization. And in the same way, a pro-Trump business would cheerfully serve a customer with a man bun and would refrain from mocking him or calling him a snowflake, but instead would quietly impose a man bun tariff of 20%, maybe 25% depending on the size of the bun, which could go toward developing even better Make America Great Again hats with man bun openings, of course. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.